Looking forward to another season of adventure through the national parks, another season of trivia and drag queens and games along the way?
Then be sure to join us, your hosts, Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan of Gaze at the National Parks, when our seventh season launches on September 23rd, 2024.
And if you can't wait till then, maybe revisit some of your favorite parks, trails, and trail mix episodes in the meantime with our episode finder.
Click the link in our show notes, our Instagram bio, or visit our website to make navigating our library of episodes as simple as a few clicks.
Happy trails, and see you again September 23rd.
We're back.
We're back. It's like we never left.
It's like we never left.
Because we haven't.
Right. We've had quite a summer.
Have we?
Well, we got to go to the opening of the Stonewall National Monument Visitor Center.
We did.
With some other folks on that guest list. I feel like, you know, we were so grateful to have been invited.
Thank you
to the
Pride Live and
Pride Live
Diana
and all
Rodriguez
of Diana Rodriguez, mm-hmm. who invited us to join that. And there were some other people there. Who else was there?
Little artist that you may have heard of, Elton John.
Elton John, mm-hmm. who did a surprise.
Like three song set
at the end with a piano.
Yep.
Katy Perry introduced him at the very end.
Yeah.
He also stood on stage and spoke right after another lesser known person, Joe Biden.
Yes.
And, Joe Biden and Jill Biden both spoke.
It's true.
Yeah. And they spoke so eloquently about like the history of Stonewall and the fight for equality here in the United States. It was a real historic moment to be there, to have, you know, a president that I know we both supported who was able to bring that kind of context and that kind of just support and pride to the whole event. I was really glad to see that level of representation from the government there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there were a lot of other very famous gay celebrities there. So that was
that was wild.
Starstruck.
Too. Alan Cummings was there. Jonathan Groff.
Yep. Billy Eichner. Michael Kors was there.
Michael Kors. That's true. A lot of these folks, too, helped to support and made donations that made it possible to like build that Stonewall National Monument Visitor Center. Adam Lambert as well was there.
Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes. I know.
Yeah.
It was
a star-studded event.
It was a performance from Cynthia Erivo, who also headlined the Stonewall Day concert that we also got to go to.
Yeah.
So I don't know if y'all picked this up, but as far as members of the queer community, we aren't the ones who were perhaps at the club at 11 p.m. on Saturday night. Because we're
getting club sandwiches.
Getting club sandwiches at the diner. That's what we're doing. Or maybe hearing about the history of club spades, hearts, and diamonds. And
we're putting my club on my car as I'm parking.
Correct. Exactly.
That's our club.
That's
days.
Right. That's the club, right?
Uh-huh.
Exactly. I was going to say, getting a history of that on some kind of niche museum tour. We might be doing that or something like that. But so we were, because we are museum nerds, thrilled to have been invited to the Stonewall National Monument Visitor Center opening. How else has your summer been going, Mike?
Oh, I mean, downward. I'd say the summer is like a stasis summer. And that's okay. Sometimes we have those summers. It wasn't the best. It wasn't the worst. It was kind of mid, as the kids would say.
We were supposed to go hiking this summer. We had a trip planned. We had to postpone it. But we'll get to there. We were to have headed to Cascades, North Cascades, and
back
Mount Rainier,
to Rainier
again. But we will be there next summer. That's right.
And how was your summer, little dearie?
It's been all right. I've been enjoying the warm weather, time at the beach. We've been at the beach quite a bit.
We have.
That's been fun. And I know you and I both try to maximize our beach time because there's like a finite window of time in which you can go to the beach in Jersey during the summer. I feel like we've been really capitalizing on that.
We have, yeah.
To use capitalistic language, right? so yeah, but yeah, that's been fun. And yeah, been doing a lot of the same of like, you know, just sort of like enjoying some downtime. The fall is going to be a little bit wild for me. And then the spring will then again be a little wild for you.
Yep.
So enjoying the time where things aren't as wild right now.
Yeah. Well, hello and welcome back to Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Dusty. And if you are tuning in for the first time, Gaze at the National Parks is the podcast that features one hiking trail and one national park, one park at a time.
And welcome to season 7 of our show.
Season 7.
That's right. We are officially in the What's in the Box season of the show. And boy, howdy, what a season it is.
And to reference that, that is a reference to the movie 7,
right,
and Brad Pitt. So yeah, that's for all of the Gen Z listeners out there who may not know this film because sure, it sounds like a niche millennial film.
Okay.
It's not niche. Mm-mm. It was a very popular film.
It was.
In fact, this season feels a little like Best Laid Plans in that originally we had charted a whole other course for it. But as we have discovered time and time again, for one reason or another, plans are just potential for the future, not concrete events. So speaking of Best Laid Plans, what is something that you've done before that totally didn't go according to plan and then you had to just rearrange and figure it out for yourself at the end?
So when I was 20, I took a trip with three friends from high school to Europe, and we had basically planned a 3-week trip that started in London and ended in Paris, and we kind of headed east, I'd be in the ocean, headed east and kind of worked our way around. And we had gotten to London and had already had a place booked, and our next stop was Amsterdam. And this is in the early days of the internet, like an internet booking for things.
Internet cafes.
Internet cafes. I mean, they really were a thing.
They were a savior.
Mm-hmm. Gen Z, look it up. But we hadn't been able to, we're not going to make a reservation for Amsterdam. We're just going to figure it out on the fly. And that was not a good idea because what basically ended up happening was we got into Amsterdam at like 4:00. And granted, at this time in the year, this was in May, maybe early June, the sun is up until 11:30 p.m. You're really getting very little dark in the Netherlands at this time. So what we had to do was basically just spend our night on the street and make it work. And boy, did we. We had like a blanket from, I think, our Virgin Atlantic flight over that, you know, we're able to sit on the church stairs and blanket up. But we were able to find a hostel because that's where we were primarily staying because this is pre-Airbnb. And we were able to find a hostel, but not for that night, but the following night. So that's why we had to stay on the street for the night. And it was fine. Like, we made it work. It was definitely a fun adventure that I look fondly back at. The next day when we were able to get into the hostel, we couldn't get into our room until like 2 p.m., but we could hang out in the common room and just sleep.
I see. Well, that's nice.
But we were only in Amsterdam for a day, so I was like, I want to go see the Anne Frank house. And so I dragged a friend to do that, and we were just delusionally exhausted going through this very hot, cramped space that was the Anne Frank house.
Delusionally exhausted is, if we titled our episodes things, this would be the title of the episode. I feel like that's just your 20s.
Oh, my
delusionally
God.
Exhausted.
And you just like make it work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And you feel like your 30s are more exhaustion awareness.
It's exhaustion awareness month.
It is, everybody. Yeah. We need to be aware of how exhausted we are.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, that's my, you know, best laid plans that really just went to hell.
Love.
Yeah.
Love
that. Yeah.
I have similar best laid plans that took place in a very similar way on a trip with friends to Europe where we had gone all over.
This is just an Easter egg, everybody, for the fact that our seasons going forward are about European national parks.
That's it. Well, stay tuned.
Wink.
So we did Paris, we did Spain, Italy, Germany, Belgium, and then we were in London for one night and there was no place to stay and we had to sleep in the Waterloo train station.
Yep.
And we had no luggage because our luggage was in luggage storage.
Sure.
So we didn't have any blankets either. And it was freezing. And we were in like shorts and t-shirts sitting on the tile floor. And I was just like, you know what? Y'all sleep and I'm going to stay awake because there's nothing else I can do right now.
Yeah.
it happened to be the night that they released the seventh Harry Potter book, and everybody was buying it at midnight, and I wasn't reading that book series at the time, and so I just was like, hey, can I get that John Grisham book on the shelf? And they were like, oh yeah, sure. So I'm sitting there reading it, and these girls next to us who were also American were reading it. There was four of them, so I started chatting with them, and they like read the book in like 3 hours or something crazy. They were like, yeah, we are traveling, and our friend, she's supposed to be with us, but she's not with us. She went to Paris by herself. And I was like, oh, did she like elect to go to Paris by herself? And she goes, well, no, we were all traveling together. There's a group of five of us. And then we all kind of split up for the day. And then we had a flight booked to Paris. And then the four of us decided that we were going to not do the flight because it wasn't that expensive. Mm-hmm. And instead stay here to get the Harry Potter book. And then take the Eurostar to Paris in the morning. But she doesn't have a cell phone, and she didn't meet up with us. And so we don't really have a way to contact her. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? Like, you're a fifth person in your party who's never been to Europe before and never been to Paris because they'd shared that. You let them get on a flight to Paris to show up. I was like, surely she knows where to go as far as where to stay tonight. They were like, well, we had accommodations booked, but we canceled them when... I was like, she's in Paris by herself.
This is chaos.
And I...
Chaotic 20s.
It was like 3 a.m. in the middle of the night, and I was so angry at them for treating this person I'd never met this way. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're telling me that she's in Paris alone right now in the middle of the night with no place to stay. And they were like, yeah, we tried to send her a message on Facebook in hopes that she'll go to an internet cafe and read it. And I was like, you better go to a phone right now and call her mother and let her know exactly what is going on, because the four of you are terrible friends. And they felt a lot of shame. And I was like, good, you should. This is not how you travel. And so there. Best laid plans. Mm. That's how I handled it. I gave them a lecture.
Apparently, the lecture fairy came that evening.
She's always here. As someone who is constantly curious about the birds in my neighborhood, from those on the branches to those in the air, I often have trouble identifying what I'm hearing or what I'm seeing because they may be moving too fast for me to get a good view of. FeatherSnap takes the often tricky art of bird identification and makes it so much simpler through its top-of-the-line camera and incredible AI programming. After setting up my FeatherSnap bird feeder in my yard, I couldn't believe the birds I was seeing and capturing in photos and videos. If anything, the excitement of having a bird appear at the feeder and then be captured by the camera only stoked my excitement for what other birds might appear and what birds I should be on the lookout for while I was out and about. If you're looking to up your bird watching game or want to get your friends and family engaged in and excited about the birds in your area, then FeatherSnap is for you. From its solar powered top of the line camera in its unique dual bin feeder to its incredible mobile app, which collects photos and videos at the feeder, FeatherSnap is a complete game changer. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. Okay, have you ever been traveling abroad and then received a huge roaming bill for your cell phone afterwards, or lost phone service or connectivity while traveling, or found yourself desperately searching for free Wi-Fi, or have you ever wasted your time at the airport trying to find a SIM vendor? Well, then look no further than Arelo. Arelo is the world's first eSIM store that solves the pain of high roaming bills by giving you access to eSIMs, or digital SIM cards. It's trusted by 10 million travelers worldwide, founded in 2019 with a mission to provide global data connectivity to all travelers, and Arelo is the first and leading eSIM store on the market. And what's great is that there's no waste. It's 100% digital. Forget about physical SIM cards or putting cards in your phone. Arelo is a digital solution, so it eliminates the need for packaging, mailing materials, or physical distribution. It is created to save you time and money. No more roaming fees, no more lines at the airport to purchase a local SIM card, no more hassle looking for a strong Wi-Fi connection at the airport. Also, using eSIM, you get to keep your home phone number. Connect to local networks wherever you travel, because Airalo has you covered in more than 200 countries and regions. Stay connected from the moment you land. Airalo has local, regional, and global eSIMs. And it's super easy to use. There's an app available that you can download, and you can easily monitor and track your data usage. I know I'm always worried about roaming charges when I travel abroad, but now I don't have to. And neither do you, because you can install Airalo today, and you can use our code GAZE to get $3 off your first eSIM. And that's code GAZE, G-A-Z-E, to get $3 off your first eSIM with Airalo. Hey y'all, it's Dusty and Mike with exciting news.
That's right, it's our episode finder. It's all about making finding our episodes even easier.
Want to find more episodes about hikes in Shenandoah? With over 10 episodes across two separate seasons, it would have involved a lot of scrolling and searching.
Now, with our episode finder, you can find all those episodes with a few easy clicks. That way, finding an episode on Yosemite from season one is just as easy as finding an episode on Zion, Yellowstone, and Haleakala, all in separate seasons.
With over 275 episodes in 35 different national parks, our episode finder will add ease when finding out more about hikes in these spaces.
But it's not just about hikes by national park. We've categorized our entire library so you can find hikes by state, hikes by terrain, and hikes by difficulty.
And all of our Trail Mix episodes are there too, so you can easily find our science-based episodes, interviews, and more.
Planning a trip to Colorado and want to hear more about our adventures there? Want to grunt it out on some really tricky trails or learn more about glaciers, grasslands, and mountains?
Just click the link in our show notes or on our Instagram bio, and it pops right up. You can also head directly to our website and look for the episode finder at the top of the navigation bar.
Conquer one hike in one national park, one park at a time, with just a few clicks with our episode finder. Happy trails!
All right, if it is your first time joining us, welcome. Every season of our show, we explore the trails of several national parks, along with interviewing some amazing folks, diving deep into the science around park environments, and looking at the history of the NPS and public lands therein.
That being said, our first episode of our seasons is called A Trail Map. It's our guide to what parks this new season will feature. Since our podcast also features a lot of trivia, we've made this first episode one where you'll have to put your thinking caps on in order to find out a little more about each of the parks. But don't worry, even if your trivia skills aren't up to snuff, we got your back. All parks are revealed, no matter if you're a Quizzo superstar or not.
And also, this is our version of a trailer for the season, mm-hmm. is a trail map. So that's why we call it that. And while we featured six parks in season six, season seven features only four parks. So that means a lot more time on the ground in each of these spaces. Or really a lot more time on the ground in one of these spaces, specifically.
But rather than get too ahead of ourselves and give anything away, let's get to the rules of the road, as it were, when it comes to this particular trail map episode. If you remember our trail map from last year, I focused on the parts of a map when designing our game, using the acronym Dog's Tails, which refers to the parts of a map to help give you a starting point. Can you remember each of the letters in Dog's Tails?
Okay, I'm going to try. Okay, so I feel like, is one of them terrain?
No.
No? Direction?
I think the D is date.
Oh, date?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the D is date. Okay.
Think about
what
you
just...
This. You did, because I had a helpful poem.
I remember guessed this, because you did have a poem.
So think about what you just said for D.
But direction?
Think about it for O. What's an O word that might help you? Same thing.
So this is all information that needs to be included on a map,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So date, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
O would be like...
Another word for direction.
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm totally blanking on this.
Think about how you might place yourself in the world.
No. Just give it to me.
It's orientation.
Orientation. Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so date, orientation.
Right.
Is it geography?
It's not geography.
Is it...
Think about in math, if you were trying to plot something, what would be the G word?
Graph?
Another word for graph. Verticals and horizontals create a what?
Axis.
What's a grid?
Oh, a grid. Okay, great. Okay. Okay, great. And then there's an S.
I know. I'm giving you nothing this time. Think about another word for size.
Scale?
Yep.
Is shape one of the words too?
No.
Okay.
So now you've got the tails. What also might be on a book? The next two would be things you'd find on the cover of a book.
Author?
Yep. What would the T be?
Title.
Yeah.
Okay. So title and author, mm-hmm. and then ILS.
That's right. This is a place for...
legends.
That's right.
Yep. Okay. So legends.
Uh-huh. And then the back a part of a book, you might be looking this up in this part.
Index.
Yep.
Okay.
And then where something comes from.
This is, starts with S.
Mm-hmm.
Source?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
All right, there you go. So you did have a helpful poem that I wrote last year, but I really appreciate your blind guessing. Good jobs.
Great.
This year, since we're only featuring four parks, I felt it best to focus in on our cardinal directions, north, south, east, and west, when coming up with our game. Each park will have four categories of trivia assigned to it to help you guess. Using existing phraseology and quotes, the categories are actually the North Star, south of the border, east of Eden, and go west, young man. Here's a little bit about each category. In North Star, I'll be utilizing astrology based on the national park when it was established. In south of the border, I'll be utilizing national parks in South America that are wonderful pairs to the parks of this season. Also, damn, we should probably head to South America.
Oh, let's go.
In East of Eden, I'll utilize books, film, and television to help you understand our park. And in Go West, Young Man, I'll give you some roadways, landmarks, and other things that might help you better pinpoint the park that we're talking about. So each of these categories will be given for one park at a time. So you'll get the North, South, East, and West for the park, and you'll need to guess the park at the end. Does that make sense? You're going to be answering trivia, four trivia questions, and that those questions should help you to guess the park.
So there's four sets of four trivia questions.
That's correct.
Great.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Now,
so each set of questions has a north, south, east, and west question.
That's correct.
Got yep. it.
So for each park, you'll get a clue from each category, so there isn't any confusion when trying to match things up. Are you ready?
You know I'm ready.
All right, so let's get started. So, here is our first park, the North Star. Now, I will say this. Dusty knows the four parks of this season, so I'm going to just ask that he refrain from guessing the park until the end, because this game is all about you guessing.
Yes, so correct.
So, guess along with the trivia, the four questions, and then see what you can do at the end to guess the park. So, for the North Star. Established on May 14th, this earthy park manages to take a cue from its sun sign, patient, artistic, reliable, steadfast, and a real homebody. Don't let the horns fool you. This sun sign is pretty chill, kind of like parts of this park. So you're giving me the sun sign.
I'm giving you the sun sign. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a Capricorn.
No.
Oh, it's a Taurus.
That's correct.
There we go. Okay. Okay. You said horns. That yeah. could be a goat or a bull. Okay, cool.
All right. Great. East of Eden. This park was the location to a variety of films, including Gargoyles, The Spider, and King Solomon's Mine. But perhaps the best-known film that was shot here was the 1959 version of this Jules Verne classic, Subterranean Adventure.
What is Journey to the Center of the Earth?
Correct. Go west, young man. Heading northwest from this park, you could visit Organ Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument before turning further north to this gypsum-filled national park, which when visiting, feels like you are walking on another planet.
So I'm guessing the park.
You're guessing the park. But not the park we're talking about, the park in this clue.
The park in this clue, which is Mammoth.
Incorrect.
Cave? Wind Cave.
Incorrect.
Wait, gypsum-filled park?
Gypsum-filled park, which when visiting, feels like you're walking on another planet.
Well, those had gypsum in them.
Yeah, but this is gypsum in a different sort of form.
Oh.
Because you're walking on it.
White Sands
That's
National
correct.
Park.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
All right.
Got it.
And our last clue, south of the border. In Cavernos de Paraguaçu National Park of Brazil. I'm sorry if I slaughtered that. Limestone formations, vaulted ceilings, and paintings on the walls make this an exceptionally cool place to visit. Even cooler is the fact that the park stays pretty cool year-round, about 64 degrees Fahrenheit. That's probably because this national park is a...
What is a cave?
That's correct. Great. So what national park from this season am I talking about?
Okay, so the answers are a cave,
mm-hmm.
White Sands National Park,
mm-hmm.
Journey to the Center of the Earth, and Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're talking about what is Carlsbad Cavern.
That's correct. That's yes. Right. So while the clues themselves may not add up to help you, you know, as all four to discover the park, each individual clue is supposed to kind of lead you there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have Cave, which right. Carlsbad obviously. Is that. White Sands is another national park in New Mexico,
mm-hmm.
like Carlsbad.
Yep.
Journey to the Center of the Earth. That is absolutely what you feel like you're doing when you go into Carlsbad.
Yeah.
And then Carlsbad is the Taurus.
She is a Taurus. I felt that all the way around.
There you go.
You might even see some mythical figures while you're down there.
That's true.
Very, very cool. A park that we got to do some really interesting things in. Can't wait to talk about it.
I cannot wait. No. Cannot wait.
So good job. All right. Let's move to our second national park.
Okay.
The North Star. Established on March 2nd, this watery park has H2O in so many forms. But that being said, it's got a lot of fire and earth too. While its rising sign could be an Aries and its moon sign could be a Virgo, trying to scale this major peak within the park may feel as unpredictable, cranky, and slippery as its sun sign's sigil.
So I'm identifying the park.
You're identifying the sun sign.
Oh, I'm identifying the sun sign.
Mm-hmm.
You said the sun sign's sigil?
Yeah, that's the symbol.
Symbol.
You can actually omit the word cranky, but slippery is correct.
So is it a water sign?
Mm-hmm. This watery park has H2O in so many forms.
Is it a Scorpio?
It's not.
A Cancer?
No.
No, then it's a Pisces.
Yeah, slippery okay. Girl, like two fishes.
Well,
fish
listen,
are slippery.
Water slippery in all forms.
Mm-hmm. Great. East of Eden. Quote, my ninth grade science teacher always said that if you put a frog in boiling hot water, it would jump out. But put it in cold water and heat it up, gradually, it would slowly boil to death. End quote, quips Harry Dalton to Nancy, who retorts, quote, what's that, Harry? Your recipe for frog soup? End quote. Dalton responds, quote, it's my recipe for disaster. End quote. In this 1990s disaster film about volcanoes based on this area of the United States, which houses this park in question. You're naming the film.
I'm naming the film. Well, you were saying Nancy, and I was like, was this in The Craft?
Mm-mm.
I'm thinking Dante's Peak.
That's correct.
Okay,
it is
great.
Dante's Peak. Mm-hmm.
Is Dante's Peak a real peak?
No, but it is based on
it sounds
a
like
peak.
It from The Clue. Okay, that's why I was
that's
curious.
Nearby.
Got it.
Great. Go west, young man. Heading due west from this national park would land you in the Capital State Forest in about 100 miles. If you instead headed southwest, you'd find yourself at this National Volcanic Monument, which had a pretty big and devastating day in 1980.
What is Mount St. Helens?
That's correct. Great.
Great.
And our last clue, south of the border. Cotopaxi National Park, located in Ecuador, and the namesake of your favorite brand, not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but we do love them.
Is quite impressive as it looms over the landscape, the second highest peak in the country. But Cotopaxi isn't just mountainous. It's an active one of these.
What is a volcano?
Correct. So can you guess the park
yeah,
from
so
these?
Yeah, so we've got volcano,
mm-hmm.
Pisces,
mm-hmm.
Dante's Peak.
Yep.
Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess Mount Rainier.
That's correct. It is Mount Rainier National Park. So yeah, Mount Rainier is in that chain of active volcanoes
yes.
that occupy the Pacific Northwest.
And you will be hearing yep. more about mm-hmm. the Ring of Fire because it is fascinating.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, Mount Rainier is actually an active volcano.
Oh, it is.
Oh, girl.
You can smell the sulfur.
We got a few... four volcano days while we were hiking
we
in Mount Rainier.
I have to say, if that volcano is going to erupt, there's only one way we're going to know about it, and that is from the marmots.
Mm-hmm.
They will
scream.
All be screaming. That's it. That's how marmots scream.
That's it. They sure do. All right, great. You're doing very well. Okay, so let's go to our third national park. By the way, these parks aren't necessarily in the order that they're happening this season, because Dusty already knows that too. So I'm jumping around here.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, for the next park, the North Star. Established on September 30th, this airy park's peaks definitely skirt the clouds, though it's more grounded than you would think. A lover of beauty and all things fair and romantic, this park space can sometimes come off as indecisive in regards to its weather, but overall strikes a nice balance, like its sun sign.
What is Libra?
That's correct. All right, for East of Eden, the book Track the Cat follows National Park Ranger Anna Pigeon on her first adventure through a sprawling series of titles by this author and former park ranger, whose first name is the state that has Las Vegas in it, and last name resembles a test a lawyer must take to practice law in any given jurisdiction.
Who is Nevada Barr?
That's correct.
Great.
And we both read the book, The Blind Descent.
The Blind Descent.
Which is about Carlsbad. So
it's fun.
It is fun. All right. The third clue here. Go west, young man. Directly west from this park, you'll find Salt Flats. 90 miles further west, and you'll encounter the Hueco Tanks State Park and National Historic Park before coming to the outskirts of this Texas border city in another 23 miles or so.
So I'm naming this park?
You're naming the city. This Texas border city in another 23 miles
what is
or so.
El Paso?
That's correct.
Great.
Look at you with your geography knowledge here. Mm-hmm. Great.
We've flown in there twice.
We have.
In the last 2 mm-hmm. years.
And our last clue for this category, south of the border. In the Huascarán National Park of Peru, you'll find an incredible biodiversity and variety of landscapes, including glaciers, glacial lakes, grasslands, forest, and mountain ranges, along with peaks like Juan Doy, Copa, and Huanstan. Huascarán, the namesake of the park, is quite impressive, as it is this and not only this national park, but in the entire Andean range. You know the park, think about the counterpart. If you like can guess which park this is about, then what I'll say is...
This is a park in South America.
Right, but there are parks...
I don't know my South American
I know,
parks, girl.
But
like, you don't know your North American mountain ranges.
I know, but the parks that I picked in South America mimic things in the North American parks that we're talking about. So if you know the park that we're talking about... And this park is the peak of this park is the namesake.
Oh, what is Guadalupe Park? National Park?
That's correct. So what do we know about Guadalupe Peak? It is the what in the park?
It's the tallest.
That's correct. So that's also true for this peak, Huascarán, in its national park in South America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was what I was trying to get you to get
Oh,
at.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
That was like 17 degrees of separation.
Okay.
But the
logic
tracks.
Let's talk about your last trivia from season 6. If you ever want to come for me.
Honey, it wasn't great.
No,
honey,
it wasn't.
I could have done better.
Yeah.
It made sense to me.
That's great.
Great. There we go.
So you are correct. It is Guadalupe Mountains National Park. We had the tallest mountain. So Guadalupe Peak is the tallest mountain
Wait,
in the park.
So, but is Guadalupe National Park the name of the park in South America?
No, I told you what the name of the park was. Huascarán National Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Which the peak Huascarán is the tallest in that park as well.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. Now I'm with
connect.
You. And so therefore Guadalupe Peak is what I was naming.
No.
For this answer.
You were naming the fact that it was the tallest.
Oh, I was naming the fact that it was the tallest.
Right. Like you named that it was a volcano in the category before and a cave.
I see. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So yes, Guadalupe Mountains National Park. What a surprise park.
Oh,
Texas,
what a surprise.
You surprised us both times
oh,
with
yeah.
your national parks.
Oh, yeah. You got two of them. You got two real good ones.
And they're great. So can't wait to talk about Guadalupe Mountains. We spent 2 days there, got in some really great hiking in some very diverse landscape, and also summited the tallest peak in the park, Guadalupe Peak, which was windy.
totally windy.
Great.
Yeah.
So this brings us to our last park, and obviously Dusty knows what this park is, but y'all don't. So I'll go ahead, and he's still guessing trivia clues, so it's all good.
Great.
So
we've only done three so far.
Right.
Great. The last one made it feel like we've done a few more.
Okay. Great. Great. Mm-hmm. For our final park, the North Star. Established on June 29th, this watery park is quite literally overflowing with water. It's hard to understand how there's any earth here, even though so much of the park is mountainous. An incredibly nurturing, creative, and protective space, it's easy to see how this park perfectly embodies the identity of this zodiac arthropod of the deep.
What is Scorpio?
Do scorpions live under the ocean?
No, but Scorpio is a water sign.
Right, but what's the water sign that actually lives under the ocean that's not a Pisces?
Oh, what's a Cancer?
Yeah.
A crab. Okay.
Great. East of Eden. No measure of time with you will be long enough, but we'll start with forever, says Edward to Bella in a scene in part one of this final installment of this vampire-based trilogy. Can you name both the series and the book/movie that it is from?
Yeah, of course. What is Twilight?
Uh-huh.
And that's the first one. Do you want me to name the other one?
No, I said the final.
The final.
Gotta listen. Open your ears up.
I am listening. Thank you very much. The final. Okay, that is called... Okay, I'm gonna get there. I feel like it's something like Rising Dawn or...
You're so close.
Dawn, Rise... Is Rising one of the words?
No, but Dawn is.
Dawn. Breaking Dawn.
There you go.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Breaking Dawn sounds like it would also be like a niche like art film about a woman named Dawn like reaching her breaking point like while like at a teaching job or something like that. Breaking Dawn would be the name of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
starring a 2002 Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, yeah, I think it could be Patricia Arquette too. I feel like she's the choice.
Yeah, true. Or like Kate McKinnon going mm-hmm. like drama.
Mm-hmm. Great. Go west, young man. Due west from this park is the Quileute Needles National Wildlife Refuge. And that's about as west as you can go before you run out of land and won't find it again until you reach the Kuril Islands, which is owned by this global superpower. Or I should say, which are owned by this global superpower.
What is Disney?
No.
I don't. What is the United States?
No.
I don't know.
What is Russia?
Russia. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's that other superpower. Great. And our final clue here, south of the border. In Corcovado National Park in Chile, you can find majestic mountains, alpine lakes, temperate rainforests, and rivers that traverse across the park and into the Gulf. It's also a great spot for watching these large mammals as it sits right along the coast.
What are whales?
Correct. Mm-hmm. So knowing what we know, whales along the coast, Russia's to the west of us, and that this, you know, features some twilighty things. What national park are we talking about?
I think we're talking about Olympic National Park.
That's correct. Olympic National Park, which is our final park in this game, but the first park we will be traveling to this season. And we spent, I think we were there for 4 or 5 days.
I think 5 days. Yeah.
Last summer. And what a magical, wonderful experience. It was my second trip to the park.
My first.
It was Dusty's first. And I think it is my favorite. Sorry, Glacier. But yeah, we can't wait to talk more about our little park spaces.
Yeah.
Yeah, for this season. So we hope that you have enjoyed this game, that it gave you some joy and less aggravation, perhaps, than the person sitting across from me. And we hope to see you next week as season 7 officially kicks off with our first episode in Olympic National Park.
That's right. And something that you can do at any point in time, if ever you're looking for episodes in other national parks or trail mixes on other topics related to those parks, they're very easy to find in our episode finder. And the link right here in this episode will take you there. So do check it out. It makes it really easy to find all the episodes in our library, which we have well over 200 at this point. And that is how we find that a lot of people listen to this show, is that they like to hop around and find the parks that they're thinking about visiting and check out those episodes. So we put all of them in the same place so that they're very easy to find. So enjoy your journey through our episode finder.
Looking for more episodes like the one you just heard? Then be sure to check out our episode finder for episodes by park, state, hiking difficulty, and terrain, as well as all of our Trail Mix episodes in one helpful place. Click the link in the show notes of this episode, our Instagram bio, or visit our website to make your listening experience even easier.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created, produced, edited, and hosted by us,
Dustin Dallard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram and on our website is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariella Klinger, with Sean Sklios on guitar. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as New Jersey.